Wednesday, January 22nd. First reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 1 through 3 and 15 through 17. Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of God Most High, met Abraham as he returned from his defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham apportioned to him a tenth of everything. His name first means righteous king, and he was also king of Salem, that is, king of peace. Without father, mother, or ancestry, without beginning of days or end of life, thus made to resemble the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. It is even more obvious if another priest is raised up after the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become so not by a law expressed in a commandment concerning physical descent, but by the power of a life that cannot be destroyed. For it is testified, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Haydock Commentary. The excellency of Melchizedek was so transcendent that some of the ancients took him to be an angel, and some the Holy Ghost. This the fathers condemn, for had he not been a man, a king, and a priest, he would not have been so worthy a type of our Savior. King of justice, according to the signification of the word Melchizedek, and of peace, signified by the place Salem, of which he was king. By Salem is commonly expounded Jerusalem, though St. Jerome thinks it was a town in Samaria, afterwards called Sichem. This king was also a priest of the Most High, that is, of the true God. He blessed Abraham after he had defeated Kedorlahomer and the other kings, in Genesis 14, and Abraham gave him the tenth of all things which he had taken from his enemies. He is said to have been without father, without mother, without any genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, inasmuch as we have no account in the Scripture of these particulars. He is said in Genesis, inasmuch as he was a priest, to have offered up a sacrifice to God of bread and wine. The apostle here shows two things, that Melchizedek was greater than Abraham, and that he is a figure of Christ, who is a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. It is not that he was without father and mother, says St. Jerome, for Christ himself was not without a father according to his divinity, nor without a mother in his humanity, but because his genealogy is not given in Genesis as that of the other patriarchs is, but he is absolutely introduced without any mention either of his birth or death. In Melchizedek, all was prophetical and figurative of Jesus Christ, and Abraham undoubtedly in this patriarch saw Jesus Christ in spirit, and exulted that all the nations of the earth were to be blessed in him. As Christ says in John 8:56, "Abraham your father greatly desired to see the day of my coming. He saw it and was filled with joy." The Gospel from Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath, rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. Haydock Commentary. He entered into the synagogue of Capernaum. The man was either there on account of the Sabbath or to be cured by Christ. A difficulty here arises how to reconcile St. Mark with St. Matthew's account. St. Mark puts these words into the mouth of Christ, "Is it lawful," etc., when St. Matthew says that they interrogated him, "Is it lawful," etc. To cut the knot of this apparent difficulty, we must understand that they first put the question to our Lord whether it was lawful to heal on the Sabbath day or not, and that Jesus, understanding their secret thoughts, that they wished to have some grounds of accusation against him, placed the sick man in the midst of them and said what St. Mark here relates of him.